Autism triggers and responses while in crisis. Autism, a neurological difference, manifests uniquely in each individual, necessitating a tailored approach to support. Recognizing and addressing autism triggers is crucial for promoting mental well-being, as these triggers can give rise to crises which always require thoughtful intervention. A mental health professional can create a valuable impact in crafting effective responses. This journey encompasses fostering inclusivity and understanding, acknowledging the diversity of experiences within the autism spectrum, and cultivating an environment that promotes enhanced mental health. Recognizing autism triggers. Providing inclusive and supportive environments for individuals with autism spectrum disorder, ASD, is strongly connected to recognizing autism triggers. Emotional triggers, often linked to sensory sensitivities, can vary widely among people on the spectrum. These triggers may manifest as heightened anxiety or discomfort in response to specific sounds, textures, or social situations. Understanding and respecting these individual differences is essential to fostering a more inclusive society and preventing self-injurious behavior for autistic people. Moreover, recognizing emotional triggers requires acknowledging the diverse range of mental health conditions that may coexist with autism. Tailoring support to address both autism-specific challenges and associated mental health conditions is critical to promoting overall well-being. Physical signs can serve as valuable indicators when recognizing autism triggers. Nonverbal signals, such as changes in body language or facial expressions, may signal an emotional reaction to certain stimuli. By paying attention to these subtle signs, caregivers, educators, and peers can better understand and respond to the unique needs of individuals on the autism spectrum. It's essential to approach this process sensitively, recognizing that an emotional reaction may not always be immediately apparent. Additionally, understanding that specific triggers may be linked to a traumatic event, whether known or not, underscores the significance of creating safe and supportive environments that prioritize emotional well-being for autistic individuals. Identifying signs of crisis. Identifying signs of crisis, especially in individuals dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, requires the utmost understanding of the diverse ways people may express distress. Adopting inclusive language that acknowledges the varied experiences of people affected helps prevent common triggers, as specific triggers can deepen symptoms and lead to a crisis. For instance, a child's behavior may serve as a powerful indicator, manifesting in changes such as heightened anxiety, withdrawal, or increased irritability. Caregivers and educators must be attuned to these shifts, recognizing them as potential signals of an underlying crisis. Sensory overload is another critical factor to consider when identifying signs of crisis in autistic individuals. Being mindful of environments that may overwhelm the senses, such as crowded spaces or loud noises, is essential. Implementing trigger warnings in educational or communal settings can be a proactive measure to create a safer space. By fostering a supportive and inclusive environment, we can collectively contribute to a more empathetic approach to addressing the signs of crisis associated with autism. Autistic people may exhibit signs of distress or crisis when exposed to potential triggers. Some common signs of a crisis include meltdowns or tantrums, sudden and intense emotional outbreaks, often accompanied by a temper tantrum. Withdrawal or isolation. Individuals may seek to remove themselves from a triggering situation by withdrawing, isolating themselves, or finding a quiet space when they feel overwhelmed. Communication challenges. Difficulty expressing needs or emotions verbally or increased repetitive or self-stimulatory behaviors. Sensory overload. Overwhelmed by sensory stimuli, leading to heightened sensitivity to loud sounds, bright lights, textures, or smells. Self-injurious behavior. In extreme cases, an individual may become aggressive towards others or engage in self-harming behaviors as a response to overwhelming triggers. Regression in skills. Reverting to behaviors typical of a younger age, such as loss of language skills or social regression. Rigidity or obsessive behavior. A heightened focus on specific routines or interests, with resistance to changes or disruptions. Elopement. Attempting to leave a situation, environment, or the presence of caregivers in response to distress. Atypical body language. Avoiding eye contact, covering ears, or other physical indicators of discomfort. Signs of autistic meltdown. Autistic meltdowns are overwhelming episodes triggered by intense emotions, during which the brain enters a fight-flight or freeze mode. This instinctive reaction, beyond the individual's control, can manifest in various ways, highlighting the diverse nature of autistic meltdowns. These episodes may involve expressing emotions physically, releasing emotions through movement, navigating emotional distress, engaging in sensory behaviors, expressing emotions verbally, coping through object interaction, momentarily disconnecting. Notably, the intensity of these behaviors varies. The need for recovery characterizes the aftermath of an autistic meltdown. Autistic individuals may require time and space to regain emotional regulation, emphasizing the importance of patience and understanding from those around them. Despite the vivid nature of the experience, individuals often find it challenging to recall the details of what transpired during the meltdown. This further underscores these reactions' neurological and involuntary nature, highlighting the significance of providing support and empathy during these challenging moments. Strategies for de-escalation. De-escalation strategies play a distinctive role in supporting individuals during times of crisis by providing practical tools to manage triggers and promote a sense of calm. Autistic individuals may experience heightened sensitivities to stimuli, leading to overwhelming situations. Calming strategies, such as deep breathing exercises, sensory tools, and mindfulness techniques, can be instrumental in helping an autistic person regulate their emotions when confronted with triggers. These coping strategies aim to redirect attention and provide a means for self-soothing, enabling the individual to navigate challenging situations more effectively. Exposure therapy within a controlled and supportive environment can also be a valuable de-escalation approach. This involves gradually introducing stimuli associated with triggers to the autistic person, allowing them to build tolerance over time. However, it's essential to implement exposure therapy with careful consideration, always respecting an individual's pace and comfort levels. Moreover, incorporating trigger warnings and preparing the autistic person for potential triggers can be a preemptive measure in preventing a crisis. This advance notice allows the individual to mentally prepare, reducing the likelihood of feeling completely overwhelmed when faced with a triggering situation. In times of crisis, it's crucial to acknowledge the potential impact of a traumatic experience on an autistic person. Dealing with triggers may require a combination of calming strategies, coping mechanisms, and a supportive environment to foster a sense of security. These de-escalation strategies aim to empower autistic individuals to navigate their emotions effectively and build resilience in challenging circumstances. The significance of clear and effective communication. Autistic individuals may experience challenges with interpreting social cues and understanding verbal communication, making it imperative to use straightforward language and visual aids. Providing explicit instructions and using visual supports, such as social stories or visual schedules, can enhance comprehension and help the individual better anticipate and respond to potential triggers. Clarity in communication facilitates a shared understanding of the situation and empowers the autistic person to express their needs and emotions more effectively. In addition to verbal communication, nonverbal signals are essential in conveying information to autistic people. Employing consistent body language, facial expressions, and gestures can enhance the individual's ability to interpret and respond appropriately. Caregivers, educators, and support workers must know the individual's communication preferences and adapt their approach accordingly. Creating an environment that values clear and effective communication minimizes the potential for misunderstandings and misinterpretations, contributing to a more supportive and responsive system when dealing with triggers and crises. Importance of healthcare professionals in dealing with crisis situations. In navigating crisis situations, the significance of healthcare professionals in mental health crisis intervention becomes evident, particularly in their ability to understand and respond to the challenges individuals face. For instance, when working with an autistic person, understanding their unique needs is paramount. In situations that might be distressing, a trigger warning can be essential to prevent an intense response. Healthcare professionals equipped with knowledge and empathy can help reduce potential triggers and create an environment that minimizes anxiety. They understand that overwhelming situations can lead to an increase in anxiety, particularly for autistic people, where a loss of control can be distressing. Healthcare professionals contribute significantly to helping individuals navigate these challenges by offering support and guidance. In crisis situations, the ability of healthcare professionals to stay calm and provide reassurance becomes necessary. For an autistic person or anyone facing distress, the composure of a healthcare professional can serve as a stabilizing force. The professional's expertise extends beyond physical well-being to encompass mental health, acknowledging that feelings of anxiety and loss of control can impact daily living. Through effective communication and tailored interventions, healthcare professionals address immediate concerns and foster a sense of safety and security. By recognizing the potential triggers and responding appropriately, they create a therapeutic environment that acknowledges the unique needs of individuals, helping them navigate distressing situations with resilience and support. Response tips for caregiver. Caregivers are at the forefront of supporting individuals, especially during crises. To enhance their effectiveness, caregivers must employ specific response tips that prioritize the well-being of people under their care, such as maintain open communication. Foster an environment where individuals feel comfortable expressing their feelings and encourage open dialogue to understand their perspectives and concerns. Educate yourself. Take the time to educate yourself about the specific needs, triggers, and conditions of the individual you care for. This knowledge enables you to provide more informed and personalized support. Respect individual differences. Understand that everyone copes differently, and tailor your approach to each individual's unique needs and preferences. Remain calm. In crisis situations, maintain a calm and composed behavior. Your emotional stability can positively impact the environment and reassure people in your care. Encourage coping mechanisms. Encourage using coping mechanisms such as deep breathing exercises, grounding techniques, or other proven effective strategies for the individual's emotional well-being. Establish routines. Consistency and routine can provide a sense of stability, especially during challenging times. Establishing and maintaining routines can contribute to a feeling of security. Seek professional guidance. Recognize the importance of collaboration with healthcare professionals. Seek guidance when needed, ensuring that the individual receives comprehensive care. Practice self-care. Take care of your own well-being to be in the best position to support others. Prioritize self-care activities that rejuvenate and maintain your mental and emotional health. Adopt flexibility. Be adaptable in your approach. Recognize that strategies that work in one situation may need adjustment in another. Flexibility allows you to respond more effectively to the dynamic nature of caregiving. Autism Crisis Response with LEAF Complex Care. LEAF Complex Care delivers the right crisis response for autistic individuals, employing a person-centered approach to address their unique needs and challenges. Recognizing the diverse spectrum of autism, the Rapid Response Team undergoes specialized training to develop a deep understanding of sensory sensitivities, communication differences, and individual triggers. In a crisis situation, our Rapid Response Team utilizes their expertise to de-escalate heightened emotions, employing calming techniques tailored to each person's preferences. The crisis intervention also establishes a supportive environment, emphasizing clear communication and predictable routines to reduce anxiety for families. Moreover, we collaborate with families and care recipients to create personalized crisis intervention plans, ensuring a proactive and tailored response to potential challenges. With a commitment to empathy and a guaranteed turnaround time of 4 to 6 hours, we deliver. Our services with offices in Bristol, Exeter, Birmingham, Slough and Somerset. Read more about other topics. Blog, 10 Reasons to Work in Social Care. Choosing to work in social care is one of the most fulfilling careers in human life. It can be emotionally draining, especially when dealing with abuse emergencies. However, the joy. Read more. Blog, Sensory Processing Disorder, SPD. Symptoms and Causes. Sensory Processing Disorder, SPD, can present immense challenges for individuals. Understanding sensory processing disorder, its types, and its causes is paramount when providing support or starting your treatment journey. Whether you're read more, blog, mental health crisis intervention, the importance of professional guidance. For individuals experiencing mental health challenges, the importance of professional guidance cannot be overstated. It's like having a trusted friend, someone who understands the difficulties and offers the right support. Read more.